It's 12:30 p.m. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. Things are looking uncertain for our Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, as it is widely reported that at least three members of Parliament are about to try to oust him. E-gate access at UK airports will be expanded to include younger children. Prince Harry warns of a deeply troubling rise in anti-Semitism here in the UK. There's a warning given that higher European air travel fares are inevitable because of the Iran war. The Metropolitan Police are preparing armoured vehicles and 4,000 officers as two opposing London protests take place this weekend. It's been revealed that the UK government has no power to remove online terror content, as a prohibited Palestine action manual remains online. Concerns are growing over the lack of jet fuel for aeroplanes and the number of cancelled summer flights. The bodies of three young women recovered from the sea off the coast of Brighton, they've been identified. And Princess Catherine delights young Italian students as she joins them for outdoor lessons at a pioneering nursery school. And John Lennon's son, Julian, reveals two new health diagnoses and urges fans to get checked. Also, in other news, Eurovision is coming this Saturday, with the Republic of Ireland refusing to air the contest. It will be showing an episode of Father Ted, similar arrangement taking place in Spain, where the contest will not be available on mainstream TV. The weather, wet, windy, and a little bit cold. That's it from me. This is Joseph McTaggart. Have a nice day.